Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So you can call in prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Amen. Praise be to God. And at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily with what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come in the midst of it all. Amen. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God by Francesca. Hallelujah, Jesus.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
All you need is a I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender. I am Alpha
Omega.
Your destiny and where you start.
I am the one
who does impossible. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Oh. Is rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. powers are bigger than you, but
I am.
He can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
Say, I am.
I am.
One more time, say, stop, say.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. There is nothing too hard for God, and God will answer prayers. All you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another short selection, and after the selection, I will come back with our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am.
Said I'm on my way, and I won't
walk.
Said I'm on my way home.
Walk.
Ooh, said I'm on my way home. I gotta keep on, y'all. Well, I'm moving upward and I. Yes, I'm moving upward and I
won't.
I tell you, I'm
strike
and fire.
Amen. Praise God. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Which is entitled, Working Together. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading is coming from Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 23. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where it says, the next day, Moses took his seat to hear the people's disputes against each other. They waited before him from morning till evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he asked, what are you really accomplishing here? Why are you trying to do all this alone while everyone stands around you from morning till evening? Moses replied, people come to me to get a ruling from God. When a dispute arises, they come to me, and I am the one who settles the case between the quarreling parties. I inform the people of God's decrees and give them his instructions. This is not good, Moses' father-in-law exclaimed. You're going to wear yourself out, and the people too. This job is too heavy a burden for you to handle all by yourself. Now listen to me and let me give you a word of advice, and may God be with you. You should continue to be the people's representative before God, bringing their disputes to him. Teach them God's decrees and give them his instructions. Show them how to conduct their lives, but select from all the people some capable, honest men who fear God and hate bribes. Appoint them as leaders over groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. They should always be available to solve the people's common dispute, but have them bring the major cases to you. Let the leaders decide the smaller matters themselves. They will help you carry the load, making the task easier for you. If you follow this advice, and if God commands you to do so, then you will be able to endure the pressures. And all these people will go home in peace. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So in these scriptures, just as Moses was spending so much time and energy hearing the Hebrews complain that he could not get to other important work. Jethro suggests that Moses delegate most of this work to others and focus his efforts on jobs only he could do. People in positions of responsibilities sometimes feel they are the only ones who can do necessary tasks, but others are capable of handling part of the load. Delegation relieves Moses' stress and improve the quality of the government. It helped prepare them for the system of government set up in Canaan. Proper delegation can multiply your effectiveness while giving others a chance to grow. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Exodus 18 and 23, where it says, if you do this and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain and all these people will go home satisfied. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the title of this message is Working Together. The writer says, Joe worked more than 12 hours a day, often without taking breaks. Starting a charitable business demands so much time and energy that he had little left to offer his wife and children when he got home. After the toil of chronic stress landed Joe in the hospital, a friend offered to organize a team to help him. Though he dreaded giving up control, Joe knew he could not keep up his current pace. He agreed to trust his friend and God. As he delegated responsibilities to the group of people they chose together, a year later, Joe admitted that the charity and his family could never have prospered if he had refused to help God had sent him, refused the help that God had sent him. God did not design people to thrive without the support of a loving community. In Exodus 18, Moses led the Israelites through the wilderness. He tried serving God's people as a teacher, a counselor, and a judge, all on his own. When his father-in-law visited, he offered Moses advice. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out, said Jethro. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone, Exodus 18:18. He encouraged Moses to share the workload with faithful people. Moses accepted help and the whole community benefited. Praise be to God. When we trust that God works in and through all his people as we work together, we can find true rest. Amen. Praise be to God. Question, how can you trust God by asking for help or offering help to someone in leadership this week? And how has he provided you the support of trustworthy people? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for never asking us to handle life without your help or the support of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you're listening to Pray One for Another. You're listening to Pray One for Another. You're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
In the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater, greater than all, greater than all. Your name endures forever.
Pray. Never sing come what may, for there's a greater power, and on the right hand of the throne he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Trying to make tomorrow better than today. Yesterday's rain brings hope of a Sunday. Come what may, for there's a greater power, and on the right hand of the throne he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Oh.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, because we are your disciples, we will trust in you. We will obey your teachings, and we will share your good news. You have given us life abundant and life eternal, and we will follow you today and forever. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I'd like to acknowledge my guest online. God bless you. How are you this evening? Praise be to God. So again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. So while we're waiting on her, I will play a short selection. Praise God.
I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Spoil the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me, are better than kisses from an enemy, enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally wins. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counsel and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open, and taking the proverbs that was spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, who's running a little behind schedule. So in the meantime, I will play another short selection while we're waiting on Pastor Kathy for this evening. Amen.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees, they help you save your feet. Cast your cares on Him, He'll supply all your needs. But when you call on God, He'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and He will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, He will stand. Call on Jesus. My deliverer, my healer. He will place your feet. God, and He'll show the way. Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be opened. Through the hope He is in the Father, He saved us for His own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my knees. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Oh.
Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, we are going to turn this part of our program over to our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Okay. Thank you. Ooh, I call myself rushing. You cannot rush in Arizona. You just can't. Mm. It's 103 degrees out there.
Oh, my.
I said, I got in my closet. Ooh, what is going on? Yesterday it was like 67. It was windy and rainy. And today I came out, I said, what in the world? All my windows was up. My seats was burning hot. Good Lord.
Goodness.
And then I called myself coming down the road. I said, okay, where are y'all coming from? Everybody's trying to get to the beach. Oh, maybe not. There's no beach up here. Ooh, bless the Lord on my soul. Thank God for all of you that have joined us. And if it's just me and you, it's just me and you. But thank God we're here. And it's another Thursday. And it's a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. We
Amen.
Have an awesome word from the Lord. I am so grateful. You know, the Holy Ghost will direct your life if you let him.
Yes.
Or the Holy Spirit. He will direct your life if you let him. There are things that you're not aware of, but he is. And
Amen.
If you just acknowledge him, I promise you, he is going to direct your path in that thing. Because I can't even, all right, I'm going to tell on myself. I was driving down the road all fast and everything, and it dawned on me, you have no more minutes. You have no more minutes.
No.
What you gonna do?
Oh, no.
After I got chastised by the mothers on Saturday and told me, God is worth more than $10. You better get some more minutes. I said, I ain't getting no more minutes. And here I am today rolling down the road without any minutes on my line. And I said, ooh, Lord, so I call the people up while I'm rushing in traffic. And he said, I just sent you a code. Can you read me the code? I said, I said, buddy, I'm driving. What is that about? I guess he said, you need minutes. What is that about? Why'd you wait to the last minute? But luckily, he didn't say what he was thinking. He said, I can hold. I said, well, wait till I get to a stoplight. And then I looked down. Life is hilarious. So I got to the stoplight and I looked down. I said, here it is. Look, I'm trying to have an attitude with someone who's saying, and you know what? I used to read that thing all the time where it says, an emergency on your part, no, lack of preparation on your part does not create an emergency on my part.
Mm-hmm.
And I would read that thing and go, I know that's right. Don't try to rush me when you didn't prepare. And look at me today. But I tell you what, God is good because this is sure the Holy Ghost brought that to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, he said, well, I can put minutes on, I can put a couple of minutes on, and you can pay at the end of the month, or if you want a lot of minutes, you have to pay. Now, I said, man, give me a few minutes, please. And I said, how much is a few? He said, 300. I said, ooh, ha, ha, that's me. will not be getting cut off in the middle of this message. I'm telling you. When God put that in the Bible and said, laughter is good for the soul, He put my name right next to that scripture.
Amen.
Yeah, got to worry about a thing. There she is. Bam. Look
wow.
at that. Bam right there. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you.
Thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God. Thank you that in spite of everything, you still give us something to laugh about, oh God. We
yes,
still have something to smile about. We are so grateful that in the midst of it all, oh my goodness, glory to God, there you are. There you are, oh God, shining your light on a very darkened situation in a very dark world. You are there shining your light. And for that, we say thank you, oh God. There
thank
is
you.
A light at the end of this tunnel. Thank you for all
Amen.
That you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We appreciate you, oh God, for loving on us the way that you have been. Thank you, thank you. You know what? I don't know about the rest of y'all, but guess what? God woke me up this morning.
Yes, he did.
And guess what? I had my sight. I had my hearing.
Hallelujah.
I was able to school. Come on now. Somebody cannot walk today. Somebody cannot talk. Somebody cannot see. But thank God, it's not me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the
Woo!
Lord.
You got to be glad about everything.
Hallelujah.
Don't just wait till the big things come.
Thank
Get
you.
Glad right now.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
See, y'all going to try to make me preach
thank
too
you.
Soon. And I just finished telling y'all that story. But God is good, and right now he's going to give you this word, and you're going to say, oh, that was good. Yeah,
yes.
Just like the commercial. My goodness, God's got something good for us, and we thank him for this word. Bless your word right now, oh God. Let it not fall on deaf ears. Let someone hear something that's going to cause them to get stirred up in their spirit, oh God, that they'll come running to the throne. What must I do to be saved? My goodness, glory to God. After all, that is what it's all about. And
yes,
we bless your holy name. Have your way right now, oh God. Let everything that come out of my mouth be what you put in my mouth, oh God. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. Bless your people right now. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, I was running. I was running. I got to take y'all back to old school. Old school, you know, when the mothers would be testifying, they'd be trying to drag that one leg. And they'd be going, I was glad when they said unto me.
Yes.
I was glad when they said, and they take it, you know, they take 20 minutes with that song, and then they go to, I can't run it when they said unto me. Oh, my God. You said, okay, what else could they have been doing when they said unto them? But they take 20 minutes with that song. But anyhow, I can't run it when he said unto me, go see about my sheep, Kathy. I said,
that's
yes,
right.
Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
The sheep are waiting.
Here we go. It's going to be short. Uh-oh. I almost ran down the runway without the plane. I was getting ready to tell you it's going to be short or sweet, but I got to give honor where honor is due. That's God's way. I thank God for the visionary, Apostle R.D. Wiggins, the man of God that brought this team together, got this work started. We bless God for him and his faithfulness. Because when he brought this team together, he didn't know nothing about the team. He had no money.
Amen.
He said, okay, Lord, have your way. And so, you know, God just blessed him to get a really good group of people. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. And it certainly don't mean we don't argue. Nope, it don't mean that. It just means we're faithful enough to keep pressing. Keep pressing to do the work of the Lord. That's what it means. And so we thank God for that. So we thank God for Apostle R.D. Wiggins, his lovely bride, Lady Nadine, for the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda, and the host of the show.
Thank
you, I tell you, she's the hostess with the mostest, y'all. She's
thank
out there
you,
doing
Lord.
All kinds of stuff, preaching, teaching, calling folks, getting folks, being in there for folks. I'm telling you, she's doing it. So we bless God for her desire to do the work of the Lord and for strengthening her body to be able to do it.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Most of the time, y'all don't know when she's on the line, her body's wrecking with pain. But she gets so caught up with the word of the Lord, she don't feel that pain. You know, when she feels it hours later when the anointing comes down, she says, But while that word is going forth, she is enjoying it. So we thank God for her. We thank God for Apostle Jackson, Dr. Verlene Turner, all of the ones that have started in the beginning, Sister Barbara. Oh, Apostle Mother, we just can't forget about her. She's a word. She brings forth words of wisdom. Yes, Lord, and she blesses us mightily. So we thank God for her, and we pray continued strength for her. And, of course, here's the love of my life, Pastor Stephen Dubose. We thank God for him and all that he does. And even now, my grandson was in here. We babysitting, y'all. My grandson was in here watching his cartoons at Pastor Stephen turned the TV down. He said, come on, your Meemaw got to preach. He said, gotta do what? Preach now? You know how kids do, they want to drag that question on out. He said, come on here, boy, let's go. He's sitting in another room. So, and we thank God, of course, for all of our listeners and your patience with me while I run and bring y'all this word. And it is awesome. It is also short and sweet. Let's go. Here we go. We are, King David. We are coming from Psalms. Thank you, God. Psalms chapter 8, verses 3 through 7. Right in the middle of your Bible before you head on down to the New Testament. Psalms chapter 8. Verses 3 through 7. Those are all short and sweet. Bless God for all of you that have tuned in today. I pray you hear what thus says the Lord and get everything you need out of this word today.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Have your way, Father. Here we go. When I behold your heaven, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler of the works. That's good stuff. You made him ruler of the works of your hands. You have placed everything under his feet. That's good news all by itself. You don't even got to exhort on that. All sheep and oxen and even the beast of the field. My goodness, may the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. I got to take it slow. The title of this message is The Father Who Cares. The Father Who Cares. I love it. I don't know about anybody. Well, I do know about you. But anyhow, you know, when God does things like that and he gets you so stirred up in your spirit and he didn't say, you know, God could just say amen and people start rolling around on the floor. You think I'm lying? I've heard him do it. Pastor said, amen. People just fell out, started rolling around the floor.
Yes,
I'm like,
absolutely.
You know why? Because it's the anointing. It's not what he said. It was the anointing that pushed that word out and came with it. That anointing had them slain in the spirit. That anointing had them being holy rollers. It was the anointing of God.
Yes.
Right? Come on now. That's where men get it twisted. They believe that it's them. They think it's something they've done or something they said. Even all the charisma in the world will not get anybody to move if God doesn't move them. Come on now. Yeah.
Preach it, Miss Kathy.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Is that my uncle? Is that my uncle? That sounds like my uncle. Is that my uncle? Uncle, is that you?
This is Donnie.
Oh,
How are you?
He's just as good as over. That's my cousin, y'all. That is Chaplain Donnie on the line. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
He's been doing
praise
it today.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
Bless
we're
you,
wonderful.
Kathy,
that's
listening.
Wonderful.
I'm in your audience.
Okay, keep listening. Keep listening.
All right.
And so here we are. You know, when you think about life and you think about the good father, right? And you hear women, because it's always going to come from women. Women say, his daddy somewhere. I don't know where his daddy at. He ran out. His daddy is. His daddy. Very seldom do they say father, right?
That's right.
They yeah. always say daddy. Why? Everybody can be a daddy, but who? Woo! How strong you got to be a father.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to talk about the father that cares, right? And you know what? Let me thank you, Holy Ghost. I told y'all the Holy Ghost will snatch me back. Pull me by the back of my collar, snatch me back. He said, now that you put that out there, you got to remind them there are many fathers out there, many of them that care. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Father. There are many out there that care because what happens is the world only focuses on the ones that don't care, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a deadbeat dad, da-da-da-da.
Yes.
And so they focus on them. And God is saying, but if you lift up the one, oh, my goodness, glory to God. If you lift up the one, woo, that is not part of the statistic. If you lift up the ones that care about their children, care about their family, care about their job, that they just care. If you lift them up sometimes, you won't get so beat down worried about the ones that are not worthy of the praise.
Amen.
Come on now.
Right.
My goodness,
right.
Glory to God. Because women get on that thing and they harbor on men that are deadbeat dads or whatever. But you know what? There's so many out there that really do care about their children. And it blesses me. You go in the grocery store and you don't see the woman and you see the man doing the shopping with the kid. You come home to visit somebody. Oh, my wife went to the store. She ain't here right now, but he's babysitting. Come on now. Yeah, so there are still some good fathers out there. But
amen.
I'm not talking about them today. I'm talking about the Father. Aha! My goodness, glory to God. We hear what King David is saying. King David says, watch this, y'all. He says, when I behold your heaven, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, you know what he's doing? Now, remember King David. Woo, this is good. King David was a shepherd before he became a shepherd.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Every preacher out there was a preacher before they became a preacher. Every songbird out there was a songbird before they became a songbird. Every musician was a musician before they became a musician. How do I know? Because God says, I called you in your mother's womb. I sanctified you. I set you apart. Huh? I didn't wait until,
amen.
Oh my goodness, glory to God. I didn't wait until you turned 30. No, sir. No, sir. I called you inside the womb when you was a seed.
Yes.
Oh, God said, I planted that seed.
Yes.
Huh? Somebody told you it was Billy or Bob or Sam or John. I planted that seed.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Because he could have shot something in you that was a blank and did nothing.
That's
so
right.
I had to do what I had to do for every seed that I want to produce. Come on now.
Yes,
and you said, but it's God. Why wouldn't he want seeds produced? Come on, watch this. Jesus was in, he was in the garden walking, minding his own business, hungry because he was in the form of a man, seeing the tree, thought he could get some fruit. Wasn't no fruit. He cursed the fruit, didn't he? He cursed
the
tree,
cursed
I mean.
The tree, yes.
Didn't
he
curse the tree? He
yes,
said,
he did.
Oh, you can't bear no fruit? You out. Huh?
Yeah.
No more fruit. He withered up right away. Ding! Gone.
Uh-huh.
And so now, you got to understand the God that we serve. A lot of times people don't understand God. They think that God is blessing, and he is loving, and he is merciful, and he is forgiving, and he is, and he is, and he is, and he is all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a God that chastises.
That's right.
Right? But he chastises the ones that he loves.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's it.
So when
that's
you get
right.
the beat down from God, don't do like me. All I did, I knew I was supposed to be over here, but I did it anyway. God said, yeah, and you're going to have to pay the price, Kathy. And, you know, you be trying to talk your way out like King David whenever he got caught. He be trying to talk his way out. Lord, Father God, I love you. And God said, I know. But I got to bring forth correction. And he took his child, right? You know that when your wife, you kill the man that was married to her. I can't let that baby come in the world. And King David, you know what he did after he fasted? Got up, washed his face, and started eating.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I gave him my best shot. It didn't work.
Yes, he did.
God said,
yes,
no.
He did.
But guess what? That's like some old school mothers that beat you in the church, and they know you're not their kid, right? They said, come here, daughter. Come here. And you go, yes, ma'am. Said, didn't I tell you stop playing on that pulpit? Yes, ma'am. Why did you keep don't start crying now because you're about to get this beating, and they tear your butt up. And you know this is not your child, but they beat you anyway. And then they look at you and go, now go on to your mama and tell her what I did. You know I love you, right? I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You love me.
Yeah.
I can't tell. And you go on, cry, and then you go tell your mother what happened, and your mother said, she did what? All your mother hear is that another mother in the church had to beat you because you did something you weren't supposed to do. So
mm-hmm.
before you could come to your defense, she done gave you another beating for her having to beat you.
Yes, indeed.
Because that meant you didn't listen. You didn't listen.
Amen.
And so now we're looking at King David, right? King David says, now, I told y'all he was a shepherd before he was a shepherd, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all going to have to ride in this car and go down every road I go. But the story's going to come and connect. So in order for King David to be sitting there going, when I behold your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moons and the stars, he's got to be looking up, right?
Yes.
So this is my mind. I believe that King David was laying down in the pasture while he's supposed to be watching the sheep, and he see they all sleep, so he laid down on the grass and looked up, saw counting the stars and the moon, looking around, said, Wow, because the way he's talking, he says, when I behold the heavens and the work of your fingers and the moon and the stars,
mm-hmm.
that means he's looking up. That's the only way for him to see the moons and the stars.
Amen.
And so he looks up and he sees the moon and the stars and everything that God has created.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I have to ask you, what is man that you would be mindful of him?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you love us this way? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you be concerned with what happens with our lives? Right?
Yeah.
This is King David talking. And it says, ooh, Lord, I love you today. He says, what is the son of man
mm-hmm.
that you care for him?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You made him little lower than the angel. You crowned him with glory and honor. Guess whose crown that is? That's God's honor. And God's glory. Because guess what? Every time people look at you, oh my goodness, glory to God.
Come on,
see the goodness of the Lord in you. What did I say? And see the goodness of the Lord in you, not your goodness, but the goodness of the Lord. Then it is the goodness of the Lord. It's the glory of the Lord. It's the glory of the Lord. It's the honor of the Lord. Come on now. Yeah. So King David says, you crowned us with your glory and your honor. Because it's not ours. It ain't ours.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Oh,
you know how God get when you try to steal his glory.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
It don't belong to you. He says, I'm trying to understand. You made him the ruler of the works of your hand.
Uh-huh.
You created this. And you sent man to be in charge of it.
That's right.
You have to place everything under their feet. All the sheep, the oxen, the beasts, and everything. You put us in charge of it all. Who are we that you would be this concerned about us, God?
Yes.
You can imagine God and all his sovereignty. Saying, you are my people.
Yes.
I love you. Huh? You're my sheep. I'm going to make sure you understand who the good shepherd is. I'm not a hireling. I'm not a man that I should lie. One minute I care about you, the next minute I don't. One minute I love you, the next minute I don't. One minute I'm there, the next minute I'm not. I'm not a man that I should lie. When I say I would be with you from now until the end of the earth, I am with you.
Amen.
I'm with you.
Amen.
And Kathy, don't even get confused about what you're saying. Because when I say that I'm with you, I'm with you. Because when you get to tomorrow, I'm already there.
There
right?
you go.
Yeah.
I already know what you're going to do.
Yes.
Forget about what you've done. I know what you're going to do. And I still look at you and say, I love you.
Thank you.
I forgive you.
Yes.
Huh? Come on now. I still say, come into the house. I care for you. I
Thank
still
you,
look
God.
At you and say, cast your cares upon me, and I'm going to give you rest. I still look at you and say, fear not, for I am with thee. I still look at you because you're mine.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I know somebody is out there going, but the word of God said, all is not going to come in, so everybody don't belong to God. Well, then this word ain't for everybody. Come on now. It's for the ones that belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ones that belong to him, he says, I know my sheep and my sheep know my voice. It says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when my sheep hear, oh my goodness, glory to God, when my sheep hear my word.
Yes.
Huh? My sheep will come a running. That's what he said. They hear my voice and they come to me. Another they shall not follow. What? You're not my shepherd. I don't know you. Y'all seen that movie with Whoopi Goldberg, The Color Purple? That woman turned around and she looked at that woman. She said, I don't know him. She said, just let him drive you home. She said, I don't know him.
Yes.
She said, he's my kinfolk. He's going to be all right. He's going to go, I don't know him.
I don't know him.
And she wasn't going with anybody but the one she was comfortable with. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And the same thing for God's sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Ha! Yes,
yes
sir.
Lord.
My goodness, glory to God. So just imagine David laying there, looking up, going, the one who created all of this.
Yes.
Look at the moon, how he strategically placed it in the sky. Every star got a name. Look how it's shining up there. And then he got, oh, my goodness, watch this now. David said, and then he came after little old me to tend to what belongs to him.
Hallelujah.
As if I could do what the Father does. God said, you can. You can do it. You know how I know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can do it. You know how I know? Because when Jesus was here, who is also the Father, you do know that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. So when Jesus was here, he looked at the disciple. Oh, my goodness, this is good stuff. He looked at the disciples and gave them the power that he had. He said,
Amen.
That I do, you'll be able to do. And you know what they did? They ran out. They said, oh, even demons tremble when we come. They was able to heal, deliver, cast out demons. Come on now.
Yes,
that's how we're able to do what he does. Right?
Yes.
Because he gave us the power to do it. Now, can we love the way that he loves? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But do we? No. We can love the way that he loves. How do I know? Because the Holy Spirit is there to lead and guide us into that kind of love.
Yes, he is.
He's there to instruct us in the way that the Father wants us to live and treat one another and, you know, forgive one another, have mercy on each other. He's there to remind us of all of the teachings that Jesus left behind when he went on home.
Yes.
He's here to remind us. But guess what? We're the students that's inside the school, and the teacher is talking, we over there whispering to our friends, ain't paying the teacher no attention. But how about this? There are some that are in that class, and they are given ear to hear what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
So why everybody's acting a fool and doing what they want to do? You ever see Lean on Me and all them classes and the students are throwing stuff and Sister Act 2, everybody throwing stuff? There's always one or two kids in there sitting there wanting to hear what the teacher has to say.
Amen.
Everybody is not given a deaf ear. Some are listening.
Yes.
Some want to hear what thus says the Lord. And what the Lord says today, he says, Kathy, I need you to remind them not only that I care, but how much I care.
Yes.
I care so much that I sent my only begotten son.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Take the place of all of these things that they're bringing up that says they are not worthy for my kind of care. But when I sent my son, oh my goodness, when I sent my son to die on that cross, he says, when I sent my son to die on the cross, he didn't die on the cross just to be dying. He died for every one of those sins that they are now telling me is the reason they don't feel worthy for me to care about them.
Amen.
And you
Amen.
Know why? Because they have forgotten that I'm the Father that cares.
Yes.
I'm not a man that I should lie, that I'll care about you when things is going good, and when they're not, I'm going to step off. That I love you when you got something for me to love about you, and when you don't, I'm going to step off. I'm not a man that I should lie. I am the Father, not a Father. I am the Father that cares.
Hallelujah.
No one will ever love or care about you like I do.
That's right.
So I think it's time you remind them about my love.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time you remind them that I'm not concerned with what they've done or the fact that they don't feel worthy. No one is worthy, but it doesn't change the fact that I love you anyway.
Amen.
Kathy, I saw what you did all them years ago, but I still love you. Billy, I saw what you did, but I still love you. Jane, I saw what you did, but I still love you.
Thank you.
Hilda, I saw what you did, but I still love you. Donnie, I saw what you did, but I still love you.
That's
right.
Hallelujah.
Because your past is just that, your past.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
It's behind you.
Yes.
I have created in you a clean heart. I renew the right spirit within you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My goodness, glory to God, I am so grateful. God says, I renew the right spirit within you.
Yes.
And so now, I don't want you to continue to look at me and say, I'm not worthy. Why would you do it? Like my mama. I know my mama was struggling. She had all them girls. She had six girls and a boy, and she come in there. And she might bring you something. You're the only one sitting at home. Everybody out playing, whatever. And she decided, I'm going to bring something home. Whoever's there is going to get something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open the door, she said, where everybody at? They gone outside playing. And she said, look what I bought you. Now she intended it for to be for anyone that was there. But since you was the only one, it's your lucky day.
Yes, right.
And she said, look what I got you. And instead of us reaching out and saying, oh, thank you, mom, thank you, we so crazy, we got to go, why are you doing this for me? What? Because you're thinking about, she told you to clean the house, and the house ain't clean. She told you to wash the clothes, and the clothes are still sitting on the wash machine. So you're looking at your mama, and you're going, well, why would you do this for me? What'd you give me this for? She said, I just wanted to give it to you because I love you. You're like, don't understand it. Good morning. I didn't clean the house today, and I didn't do the laundry, and I didn't cook. She said, I know. I see the house ain't clean. I see you ain't do the laundry. But it doesn't change the fact that I still love you. You're going to do things to disappoint me. You're going to do things to let me down.
Yes, we are.
But it doesn't cancel out my love.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And that's what God is saying. There's things we're going to do that's going to disappoint him, that's going to upset him, but it's not going to cancel out his love. He said,
Amen.
I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. He didn't say, Kathy,
right.
when you get to acting up, I'm going to leave you and come back when you get right. No. He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. And when you're weak, that's when I'm strong. He said, look back at that picture that you got hanging in your house with the footprint. And he said, Lord, I only see one set. He said, that's because I'm carrying you.
Yes,
you're
Lord.
Not strong enough
to
walk yet.
Yes,
come on now. That's somebody that cares about you.
Yes.
Huh? He knows what you've done. And when you fall, he reached down. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. He reached down and lifted you up and started carrying you the rest of the way.
Yes.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
He don't look down and go, I would pick you up and carry you, but you've been lying, stealing, fornicating, drinking, being a homosexual. I just can't lift you up with all that dirt on you.
Mm-mm.
Right.
The devil is a liar. The God that he serves, when he looks down, he don't see no dirt. He sees a soul destined to get up and walk again. Come on now. That's all he sees.
Praise
when you reach
praise
that little hand
God.
Up and go, help me, Lord.
Yes.
He said, what you think I've been doing? I've been helping you. You just didn't know.
All the time. Yes.
I've been helping you all the time. Who you think wakes you up in the morning? Who
Come
you think
now.
Wakes you up cold in your right mind?
Yes.
Come on now, with divine healing in your body. That would be me. Who you think wakes you up and sends you to a job, the job that I gave you? Get in a vehicle that I provided for. Come on now. I've been helping you all along.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, he has.
Just now you're in a situation that seems overwhelming. And you think that you're reaching for my help. My help's always been there.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I told you. I called you in your mother's womb. And by that, I mean I cared about you before you got here.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And, and when you fall short, it's no surprise to me. I told you I'm in your tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm in your next year. Should I choose to let you be here next year? Come on now.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God.
Yes, he is.
And God is saying, I care about you. I am the father she's talking about. I'm the father that cares. I will never, ever, ever give up on you. Even when you give up on yourself, I will never give up on you. My goodness, glory to God. And God says, Kathy, tell them, huh? And I know Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it? You tell them that I said everything.
Everything.
Because I love them.
Yes.
I will always be concerned about their whereabouts, about what's going on with them, what's hurting them,
Thank
what's
you,
making
God.
Them laugh,
Thank you.
Huh? What's attacking them? What traps? He said, I will always be concerned about them because I love them. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Praise God. Woo! Thank you, Pastor Kathy, for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap. Praise.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. Can I ask you for us to do it the other way today? Can we get the remarks before I bring forth the benediction?
Sure. I'd like to ask our caller online to give a brief response on how he enjoyed the message this evening. Amen.
Amen. Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Okay, yes. Well, first of all, it has been an honor to be in your audience. I love Miss Kathy. She is my mentor. I've often told her that. I miss our fellowship together. I really enjoyed the message tonight because the message was how God extends to us the dignity of causation, and that we are the, you know, God extends to us that dignity that he has bestowed upon us. We're the glue. We're the agent. We're the link between our prayers and his goodness and his love, except often and oftentimes we feel that we're not, you know, we're not worthy, that we have been disqualified by our own mistakes and stuff. But God calls us in our weakness and in our brokenness.
Thank you, God.
And that's where he uses us. But most people think they got to get prepared and ready and attend everything before they can be used by God. I will be tuning into this. This has been a blessing to me, and I just want you guys to know that I love you, and I'm keeping you in prayer.
Amen.
God bless you, Chaplain. God bless you.
And truly, you know.
I'll tell you the truth. Chaplain had me preaching hard tonight because he was on the line. I said, oh, Lord.
You preach hard.
Chaplain on the line. I got to preach.
Amen.
We bless God. We bless God. Thank you. Thank you. I give him all, that's for sure.
The scripture says that God didn't come for the healthy. He came for the sick. And so whatever we do and we feel that we are unworthy, but that's not what God says.
Thank you, God. You better say it again. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
You know, I don't know. I don't hear Mother Wiggins' voice on the line. That concerns me. Is she on the line?
No, she's not on tonight. Sometimes she says she tries to get on, but there's a lot of times when she's unable to walk to, you know, where she's going.
But it's not because she's not okay. She's okay, right?
Yeah, she's fine. Because I talked to her.
Thank you.
I talked to her, in fact, on Tuesday. Tuesday, I talked to her. She's okay.
Okay.
I
get concerned when I don't hear her voice because I know she's faithful.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
You know, sometimes when her companion be there and, you know, she's helping her do things and sometimes she'd be exhausted from working in the house that she falls asleep. I mean, you know, she's 80-something years old.
I'm just concerned.
So.
I just want to make sure she's doing okay.
Yes,
because you know Mother is the mother of wisdom on this line. She's the glue that holds everybody together because she's behind the scenes praying for everybody.
Yes, she does.
She's always lifting us up in prayer, so I don't want to forget her. And I just want to make sure she's okay.
Yes, and I also
all of you out there. Oh, go ahead.
No, I also want to add my two new great granddaughters to the prayer request that you pray for them. They were born on April 27th at 6 p.m. and they're such beautiful little girls. And one was in the incubator because she had a little fluid in her lungs, but she's okay now. So they just kept her there for 24 hours to observation. But
are
praise
they twins?
Be to God. Two girls, yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. For all of you out there that are under the sound of my voice and you don't have a relationship with God yet, you take this off. and you don't have a relationship with God yet, you let God know. You know how I know you already let him know? Because you came forth with this word. This
Amen.
Word says, I care about you. I know you feel unworthy, but I still love you. I still care about you. There's nothing you could have done that would stop me from loving you. And as long as you want to be with me, I'm telling you right now, I want to be with you.
Yes.
But you've got to want to be with me. And so with that being said, God is saying, you first got to come forth and confess your sin.
Yes.
You've got to let God know, I'm acknowledging I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. Huh? Come into my life, dear Lord. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for my sins. Ah, come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. And see, the reason why I simplify it, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us
that's
to
right.
simplify it so that person will want to reach for him. Don't
yeah.
give this long drug out thing that they got to go through, because chances
Amen.
Are they just going to keep on booking. So
that's
you tell
right.
them, confess
Praise
that
God.
You're a sinner, right? Acknowledge, confess with your mouth that his son Jesus died on that cross and you believe it, and then invite him into your life. And that's really
that's
what
right.
it takes.
That's
and
it.
Then
that's
after
it.
That, the only thing you got to do is pray and say, God, lead me to a good household of faith.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
That
Amen.
I can come
yes.
into the knowledge and grow into your likeness, oh God.
Yes, God.
And that's all that it takes.
That's
when you hear
it.
Him saying, say, Lord, Lord, you can say all that, but you don't have to. He simplified it. That's why he sent his son so we could stop killing animals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he
Amen.
Wanted to
that's
make it easy
right.
for
yes.
us to get into a relationship with him.
Yes.
Why?
That's
it's not his desire that anyone should perish.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
We bless your name, oh God. We love you. We honor you.
Thank
we adore you. For all that you have said today to remind us, you are the Father that cares. You
yes,
are not
you
are. A man that you should lie. You are not going to run out on us. You're not going to turn your back on us, oh God. You are a merciful, forgiving, loving God. And for that, we say thank you. We
yeah.
honor you. We glorify your holy name. We pray that as they've heard us on the phone, on the internet, on the radio, oh God, that someone right now has gotten stirred up in their spirit. You got some
That's
that
right.
are coming back home, and you have got some that are coming to a home. So
yes.
we thank you, God,
mm-hmm.
that this word did not
thank
fall on deaf ears. We thank
mm-hmm.
you for everybody
Glory
out there. We lift you up, and we ask that you continue to let this word ring in their hearts and minds, even after they get off the line, oh God. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. Praise be to God. So I just want to thank each and every one for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. We want to thank Pastor Kathy again for that wonderful, wonderful word. And I hope and pray that our listeners got something out of it. Amen. So on
Amen.
Behalf of my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you. And heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. We pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesdays through Fridays. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. So God bless you. Have
God
a wonderful
God bless you guys.
Evening,
I love
everyone.
You. Thank you,
we
Chaplain,
love
for tuning
you.
In. Thank all of you guys.
Amen.
Amen.
And on that note, I'm going to play a selection, All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones. God bless you. We love you and shalom. Thank you.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Up.